just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, everybody. On Who Arted today, I'll be chatting with Yuani and Nikki Hastings McFall about the current show that they're in, Pacific Notion 20 Years On, which is opening this Sunday with performances starting from 2 p.m. at White Space's New Gallery on Monmouth Street. Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love this. Yuani's just given me a postcard. It's gorgeous, and it's printed at very low saturation, which is interesting. Okay, so in 1998, Pacific Notion, a stall in the Melbourne Art Fair, introduced the commercial art market to the work of six Pacific artists. Organised at the time by Deborah White, it occurred at a time when the commercial representation of Pacific art and artists was fairly non-existent, despite the depth and breadth of Pacific art production occurring in the 90s. What did the original Pacific Notion at the Melbourne Art Fair look like?
Sure.
It actually wasn't Pacific Notion at the art fair. It was a group of Pacific artists.
Oh.
Pacific Notion itself was actually the following year in at the Macy Gallery in New York. But the important thing was that it was the first showing of Pacific art in the art fair, wasn't it? And and that was quite interesting because I remember people didn't actually know what the heck it was. They were going, "Where's this from? Is it from America or something?" You know,
what kind of work was up? What did it look like? What was the fair like at that stage? Was the fair in general just full of paintings?
Oh,
there was a mixture of sculpture and painting, freestanding sculpture and paintings.
It was interesting. It was up to the, it was quite up to the minute sort of work. It was pretty contemporary.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone was showing what they had, right then and there. Mm. But it was a really cool show to look at. But that was the first time that they didn't have Pacific art there. So it was quite interesting. And as soon as you said it was from Pacific, they sort of went, oh.
The key was the exposure of Pacific Island art to the world stage.
Yeah.
So that was the key to it.
Yeah.
No matter what shape or how it looked, it was just first time Deborah has chosen a collective to introduce to the world stage, and this is Pacific art.
She's very prolific, Deborah. She started the art fair here, and she started the Art Week and runs it, as well as White Space Gallery.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Deborah like? And
we're both longtime friends with Deborah, over 20 years, longer than this show. And also, she is our agent.
Yeah, she's our dealer.
Yes.
White Space Gallery is our dealer gallery.
Oh, yeah, I love the term agent rather than dealer. It's cool.
I like saying dealer.
They're both Deborah quite cool, actually, eh?
Yeah, it's funny, see people's faces.
How did it come up to revisit the show now in the new space? And what can we expect to see?
Have you been to the new space?
No, I haven't been there yet, and I have no idea. Mm. But I know that mine's going to look completely different from what it looked like 20 years ago, and so is yours.
True. We've grown.
Well, something's happened.
Something must have happened over the last 20 years, I hope.
Yeah, in the beginning, 20 years ago, the Pacific Notion show proper was really about challenging and dismantling the predominantly Western preconception of Pacific culture and history, and also it was an education for our own people, the first generation, of what they learned in the colonial education system, because it was all filtered.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So it was education for our people, as well as the larger audience.
That's right. There was a lot of stereotype Yes, probably still is. But so a lot of that work was challenging that stereotype, and it wasn't, you know, your sort of traditional, you know, like tarpa cloth type stuff and all that sort of thing. It wasn't.
It was fine art. It was,
It was. Yeah.
Was it?
We thought it was fine art, didn't we?
Well, the purpose was for that. Was to challenge and dismantle those preconceptions.
It was conceptual as opposed to craft-based, traditional sort of material culture.
Yeah. What can we expect to see at this upcoming? Describe.
Well,
Nikki,
okay, describe.
What have you got for us?
Well, I don't know. I haven't finished yet. I shouldn't say that.
Okay. Late.
No, I've been making some weird kind of work that, well, they're totally different from what I normally make. Just very small vignettes and, sort of based on the... I used to make a lot of lei, you know, like when I started making, I was studying jewellery, so I made lots of lei and... basically the principles of lei making were that you used multiples and you used whatever was around you in abundance in your environment, like basically just picked up whatever, so as opposed to shells and leaves and flowers and things, so I was just using basically rubbish, really. And so this follows those principles, but it's completely different. It's not overtly Polynesian or Pacific, but it's all still there.
Cause reflective of your current... Where are you living? Are you Auckland?
West Auckland, always, yeah. But, basically the work that I make, sort of, I realised after ages that I'm not Samoan, obviously, and I'm not really Palangi or Pakeha either. And I make work about not being Samoan, which is a very Samoan thing, because a lot of us were born... born here, but not just that, a lot of us were born and adopted out, you know, because the parents weren't married and stuff like that. It's a very common story. I've told my story a lot, and always there have been, you know, groups of people come up to me afterwards and go, that's my story. So it's about not being Samoan, which is, it's not a bad thing.
But,
it took me a long time to figure out what I was.
Yeah, imagine, but one of the beautiful things about art and what you can do is, in a way, you going through that process works out an equation that helps other people who are going or have been through the process as well.
Yeah, art's meant to make people, make people think or feel or
it's
something.
It's got the capacity to be hugely healing.
Yes.
And it sits in the future, so it's a really good way to seed the way you want the future to be.
Yeah, healing and balance.
Yeah. Sort of, what have you got?
I have photographs, but I'm predominantly a sculptor.
Yeah.
However, a few months ago, my tools were stolen. So, but luckily, I've been working with a photographer, Meek Zordeveik.
Yeah.
So, collaboration. And when my tools were stolen, I thought, okay, that means I'm doing photography for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm
radically accepted that.
Okay.
Man, that sucks.
All good. Yeah. I mean, meant to be, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's only material.
Yeah.
You can recover that, but.
So please bring them back.
Yeah, that really sucks. Were they like, they must have been quite a collection of specially kind of gathered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really sucks. I'm sorry.
But all good. All good.
It
just led me to. Exhibit these two photographs, and one that you have there in the poster is my daughter.
She's beautiful.
And she's
got it from her mother.
Very lucky. The mother's pretty.
Well, that's why, that's good. I was going to ask you about this because it's quite interesting now you've moved kind of into photography. It'll be like a new insight into your vision as an artist. And what, with this particular work, you've got your daughter sitting in a bikini top with her hair, a flower in her, well, hibiscus in her hair, and kind of in front of a tropical, quite a traditional kind of representation of how Pacific Island females have been presented in the past. Her expression is quite stoic, however, and also a little bit, quite not introverted, slightly sad, serious.
Like a Mona Lisa?
Yeah, kind of like a Mona Lisa.
Pacific Mona Lisa.
Yes. Oh, is that? Oh, I love this.
My,
is that Lisa?
My daughter has a resting face that is very Mona Lisa-ish, where you don't, but also very strong and very defiant.
You can see that.
And it works for the idea of redressing the Dusky Maiden and velvet painting era of Pacific history.
It's also really interesting that she's not looking directly at camera. Is that intentional?
Yes.
It's I was reading recently that it's better not to look directly at the camera. It gives you more strength to look away from the camera and to look off screen, and that often females especially will look at the camera.
Okay.
Which is cool. So it's quite cool. She's looking off, and it's like, so it immediately forces you into be looking, you're intruding upon her a little bit because she's not connecting with you.
Yeah.
You're looking at her.
She's not there for you to look at.
Yeah.
Her,
it's beautiful.
Addressing the colonial gaze, I suppose.
Totally, and the male gaze as well.
Yes.
Well, that too, yeah.
That's predominantly the male gaze. But, the title is To Find a Superhero, and that opens up a lot of
beautiful image.
Discussion.
About the female, about her looking for a superhero, or
her being a
superhero. Yeah.
The family, well, for me, the superhero in this culture of superhero movies, symbolically they are the woman members of my family. They're the super, so that's kind of like an opening to that.
That's beautiful. That's almost a homage to the love for your woman in the family as
well.
Yes,
my mom, grandmother, daughters, girl cousins,
Well, that's all we've got time for because we've run over for the news. So thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
And chatting to me a little bit about your work. I'm very keen to go along and check out the dancing on Sunday, which sounds like it's going to be really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We've got an amazing group, Witch Bitch, Tanu
Ngongo,
and Pati Solomon Tyrell. They have a collective, a group of performance artists, and three of them, who was a branch of the Fazwag, called Witch Bitch, are going to do a ritual opening performance for their inaugural.
So it's not you.
Pardon? No.
No. That would be cool though. Okay, and that's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Yeah.
And that and. Is this the first show at the new White Space space?
It would be the second. Currently, there's a solo show, a photographer.
All right.
Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, it's okay. This is about you guys,
But this is the official, kind of official opening.
Oh, how exciting! It sounds really great and beautiful. Yeah. And that's on Monmouth Street, number 20. So get along, 2 o'clock this Sunday, otherwise the show will be on as well till the 29th. But I highly recommend getting along this Sunday because it's all going to be, everyone will be there. Go to whitespace.co.nz for more information. So many thank yous for coming in and chatting to me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.